The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to think if we criminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents... Normal Show Live! Marijuana Nation! Now, here's your host... Normal's outreach coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good afternoon, tokers and tokettes. It is Friday, August 12, 2011, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thanks for joining us. Oh, we're going to have so much fun. It's the weekend before Hemp Fest. We're all getting ready to go. We're all very excited. Got people hanging out here at Rolla J Studios, so let's get right to the introductions. Joining me to my right, running the starship, is Ganja John.
What's up, Russ? How you doing today?
Doing great. Sporting that Ganja John hat. You can get a handmadeapparel.biz.
Absolutely beautiful hat.
Stand out on the construction site.
Go check it out, too, at ganjajohn.com.
Oh, you got the ganjajohn.com up.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Also joining us at the end of the table, Cannabis Carrie is in the house.
And I'm back.
It's not really Wiz Calico there. I'm just using the Wiz Calico cam.
Okay, so. I'm sporting my normal t-shirt today. Casual Friday.
Classic
casual
normal
Friday,
going on there.
Classic normal.
Also Wiz Calico in the house. We can pivot around. Oh, my God. Hey.
Extreme
close up. And hanging out in the studio, we got Yellowwana Cake from yellowwanacake.com, our cannabis cooking expert back there in the back there. And you can see way in the back of the camera there, Cannabis Cure UK still hanging out here from across the pond. And so we're having ourselves a great time. Glad you could join us here. I got to announce a few things before we get to covering what's going to be on the show today. First of all, next week, everybody's leaving me. Everybody's abandoning me. John and Calico, they're off on a road trip to California. Carrie's going to be gone. So next week is Shark Week here at Normal Show Live. We're having Shark Week. But instead of sharks, we're having activists proposing marijuana legalization initiatives from all across the country. On Monday, Bob Wolf, Lee Berger, and Jen Alexander all in studio to discuss three different initiatives for legalization in Oregon. We got on Tuesday, Dale Jones from Oaksterdam University, the chancellor there of Oaksterdam, for California legalization. On Wednesday, Mason Tvert from Safer in Colorado for Colorado legalization. And we're still yet to confirm, but we're hoping on Thursday we will have Doug Hyatt from Washington and Allison Holcomb from Washington for legalization up there. So all week long next week, we're going to talk legalization with the activists who are out there patrolling the waters to take a bite out of the drug war. That'll be next week's Shark Week. But before we get to all that, we got the hemp headlines with Cannabis Carrie. What's in the news today?
Well, today I've got a couple of stories for you. One, a lot of things have been going on down in Bakersfield, California with that new ordinance in Kern County. We're going to talk about that. It's unbelievable. And also, I've got a stupid stoner story for you because it's Friday and I'm rocking a t-shirt. Why not?
All right. We got Rockin' Friday music coming up today, but we're going to kind of get irie for today's tune. We've got The Green and Love Eye, and we're hoping that Scott calls in for that, Herb Thrasher. Then, since Hemp Fest is coming up, I'm going to play one of my interviews from Hemp Fest last year with Amber Chase. And at the end of the show, time for a radical rant, put your money into legalization. We'll talk all about that and more coming up right after this.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
In
In today's busy world, we're inundated by advertising for all types of pharmaceuticals that come with a laundry list of potential side effects. Shouldn't you have better medical choices? Natural alternatives to pills pushed by Big Pharma? At Alternative Medical Choices, you could choose natural, safe, and effective alternative therapies that are right for your budget without nasty side effects. Cannabis, or marijuana, has been a legal medicine in the Pacific Northwest since 1998. Our doctors will help determine your qualifications for a medical marijuana recommendation in Oregon, no matter where you live. Our massage therapists will ease your aches and stress with soothing hemp seed oil or cannabis-infused massage salves. We also offer acupuncture, Reiki, and other alternative health therapies. Call Alternative Medical Choices in Portland, Oregon at 503-288-5579 or visit our website at www.altmedchoices.com. We specialize in out-of-state recommendations. That's www.altmedchoices.com or call 503-288-5579.
Hey, Tokers, this is Radical Russ encouraging you to check out the great music this summer. And one group you should definitely check out are big supporters of normal and marijuana legalization. And that's Slightly Stupid. Get all the details online at SeedlessSummerTour.com. Slightly Stupid.
Go, we don't need no cocaine.
Revolution.
Schwayze.
And Cisco. It's the stoniest show of the summer, coming to Missoula, Boise, Redmond, Washington, Eugene and Jacksonville, Oregon, Lake Tahoe, Berkeley, San Diego, Salt Lake City, Aspen, Denver, Asbury Park, Guilford, New Hampshire, Philadelphia, Boston, New York, Baltimore, Charlotte, Cocoa Beach, Boca Raton, St. Augustine, Atlanta, Raleigh, Columbus, Ohio, Chicago, Mesa, Arizona, and Irvine, California. Don't miss it. For more details, visit SeedlessSummerTour.com. Seedless Summer Tour is sponsored by Seedless.com, Sector 9, Green Shark, Revolution Vodka, and Silver Surfer Vaporizers.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carry.
Before we begin, I've got a breaking news coming up in our chat room. We've spoken many times to Jerry Laberty and the folks at MHP Providers in Spokane. According to Randy 1971 in our chat, getting message from him, the cops are at my house right now. They're trying to bamboozle their way past my wife with no warrant, and I'm not there. She's holding her own, though, and they're going about getting the warrant. I told her that if they leave, she should put the dogs in their yard so they don't get shot and get the hell out of there. Those assholes are going to wreck the house anyway, and I don't want her to be there for the beating they'll give her if and when she objects. So that's the news coming out of Spokane. Sorry for the interruption, Carrie. Go on.
Thank you, John. My heart goes out to them. In Kern County, California, they've instituted new rules governing medical marijuana that have activists gearing up for a fight. As of this week, it is now illegal to have an outdoor grow with more than 12 plants in Kern County, California, and storefront dispensaries are also banned. Supporters have petitions that are ready to challenge the bans on storefront dispensaries and large outdoor grows. The new Kern County Sheriff's Department says that the new 12-plant limit is reasonable and that any growers can turn in their extra marijuana with no fear of prosecution. The Kern County supervisors passed the new ordinance on Tuesday, and medical marijuana supporters hope to get started gathering signatures to repeal the new rules today. A spokesman for the group, Craig Baresh, said that supporters are willing to pay signature gathers and that the funds are there. The group is also planning to file a lawsuit later today against the ban on collectives, and they're trying to file a temporary restraining order to try and stop the ban of any outdoor grows of more than 12 plants. The ban was able to go right into effect after they passed it because they used a rule called an urgency ordinance that made it go into effect immediately. At the hearing held on Tuesday, Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood showed the board photos of a very large grow that was raided this week, which included 17 booby traps, according to the officers. The sheriff's department has announced that they will take any plants from anyone with, quote, arrangements that will be made to accept their excess plants for destruction and or to answer any questions regarding compliance issues. They did not say how long that offer lasted or what, if any, penalties growers could face if they waited. To get the new rules tossed out, the groups that are now getting ready to get their signatures will need to find 17,350 of them in the next 30 days. Supporters say they don't think that that is going to be a problem. And on an immediate update on this story, we have learned that the Kern County deputies have already made their very first bust under the new ordinance this week when they executed a search warrant yesterday where they found approximately 120 mature plants on someone's land. The deputies put in the arrest papers that the grow was guarded by two pit bulls, but they were able to contain the dogs without incident. Angela Marby was arrested on that raid and released for violating the 12-plant rule.
You know, I received a call this morning from Jeff Clark, who's an activist out there in Kern County as well. We'll have him on the show after we return from Seattle Hemp Fest. That'll be August 23rd to talk about this because, number one, it seems like this 12-plant limit may not be legal under the state law, under the Prop 215 and the SB 420, which set those floors. They said less than 8 plants was definitely legal. It didn't say that that was a limit or that that people could set limits above that. So we'll get him on the air. Also wanted to mention Craig Barrett. Is also a board member with our San Diego County Normal chapter that's starting up down there. If you're interested, check out our website at normal.org/chapters to get involved with the activism in the state of California.
Russ, I think this is your story. We're doing an SSS for the end of the
show. Oh, a stupid stoner story. Okay, well, we have to get it. Let me put that up here. I'll just start it right here.
Thank you.
I know how much you love it.
Stupid Stoner Stories.
As a public service, Normal reminds you that smoking marijuana will not make one stupid. However, some stupid people do smoke marijuana. Don't be one of those stoners that make the rest of us look bad. Learn your lesson from today's
Stupid Stoner Stories.
What can I say? It's a Friday. Okay, so it's been a while. I just couldn't let this one slip by. Last night, 39-year-old Jennifer Knopf from the Florida Keys called a phone number that she had on her phone to ask the person on the other end of the line if he was interested in buying some high-quality marijuana from her. The problem was that the number she called belonged to Deputy Sheriff Christian Galls on his SWAT-issued cell phone while he was working at the Marathon substation. She had his phone number from a previous case that he had been working on that involved her, although we don't really know the details of that case. The report did say that the woman told Galls that she had the stuff he was looking for and that she had crippy. I guess that's Southern slang word for high-end marijuana. She asked how much he wanted, and thinking fast on his feet, Deputy Galls asked her for a quarter of an ounce. The deputy asked her if he could call her right back. She agreed. And then the deputy called the narcotics detectives to tell him all about the phone call, of course. He called Knott back and agreed to meet her at the Marathon Community Theater about a mile from the police station. After Knott told the police officer and that she had the weed and they made the deal, she drove away, and according to police, she pulled over two plastic parking rails on her way out of the parking lot. They pulled her over a short time later. There was another person in her car, Christopher Flingos, a 42-year-old man, but he was searched and released on the spot. Mrs. Knopp, on the other hand, told the police that she did have more marijuana in her purse, and sure enough, police found 24.5 grams of crippy right inside. To confirm the call that she had made earlier, Deputy Galls dialed her phone number on the spot, and her iPhone in her purse rang, showing the deputy's name right on the screen. Knopp was charged with possession of marijuana with intent to sell.
Yeah, and in Florida, over 20 grams, that's a felony, so she's looking at some severe time there. But, you know, I've been working in this industry for a while, in marijuana law reform, and I know plenty of people that are growers. Nobody ever calls me and offers to give me weed that way. Who are these people that are dialing up people random? Excuse me, could I get you some weed?
I guess they're the same guys that are in the parks that walk around and say, smoke, smoke, smoke.
I guess so. That's what's going on in the modern era. All right, well, let me get you some other news here. All right, so we've talked many a times about the Office of National Drug Control Policy, the ONDCP, and one of the things that's always bothered me about them is their use of the term the drug czar, you know? And it kind of bothered me because I grew up during the Cold War, and czars were something from Russia, right? And we didn't want to have anything to do with the Soviet Union or anything. Well, I caught this headline that said, it's from the Daily Toreador, which is the student paper of the University of Texas Tech. And the headline said, ONDCP features Tech's czar in strategic plan. And it's spelled C-S-A-R, czar, right? Like, what is this? And then I get to the headline, says, Texas Tech Center for the Study of Addiction and Recovery can now mark the White House off its to-do list. The center was recently featured in the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy 2011 National Drug Control Strategy, which says Tech's czar program will serve as a model for other universities, colleges, and high schools. So czar, C-S-A-R, is the Center for the Study of Addiction and Recovery, is apparently what that stands for. So the thing that bothered me about this, like, oh, we're finally going to use that acronym. So now it's going to be czars. We're going to go all throughout the country here and promote this this study here, this acronym, all throughout our universities. And what it is, it's supposed to be like a college-based rehab program, and it's based around all those 12 steps and that whole recovery mantra stuff that goes on. And you know, good enough for that, you know, for the people who voluntarily want to go to rehab that feel that they have a problem, that's fantastic. I just wish they'd have picked a different acronym. There's another story here that was very disturbing to me, and it had to do with the state of New Mexico in Albuquerque. And I have to give a hat tip to Pete Geithner at the drug war rant out there for bringing this to my attention. And it has to do with a public safety officer by the name of Darren White. He was the Albuquerque Public Safety Director. And it turned out that his wife got into an accident, a car accident, and there was some controversy over this because rather than her being tested for DUI at the scene, this public safety director managed to use his influence to get her taken to the hospital and not being DUI'd at the scene. And this led to a big controversy in Albuquerque and in New Mexico generally on the airwaves and talk radio about the rising problem of drugged driving. And this came to me from the headline from KOB.com, the Eyewitness News channel there. And the headline, state lawmakers hope to bring drugged driving into the spotlight. Okay, so some state lawmakers are hoping all the fuss over the White case will focus public attention on the growing problem, they say, of drug driving, a crime that's difficult to detect and hard to prosecute. And they go on to say, lawmakers say the main problem with drug driving cases, there's no scientifically established levels for presumed intoxication and impairment, unlike the 0.08 blood alcohol level for drunk driving. This makes prosecuting such cases extremely difficult, says Representative Bill Rame, a Albuquerque Republican and retired cop who spent a career investigating drunk driving and drugged driving cases. Quote, there is no literature or test that's ever been conducted that shows at whatever level you are impaired. Let's take the most abused drug, Valium. There's nothing for Valium out there. And so the point of this whole brouhaha is they want to have a nice magical number that they can be blown on a test that will guarantee that the person's impaired. So it makes it easy for prosecutors to bring these drug driving charges rather than having to go to the trouble of actually proving the person was impaired behind the wheel through of their own choosing. Now, that's the setup on this whole story, right? Now, dig what actually happened in the White case. Kathleen White, the wife that he managed to not have tested for DUI and take her to the hospital? Here's from the story. Although Kathleen White was suspected of drugged driving after her one car accident on July 6th, a hospital drug test cleared her of being under the influence of any opiate drugs, and a neurologist diagnosed a seizure. But it was the initial suspicion that led to the whole mess, culminating with her husband Darren's sudden retirement. He had to leave his job as Albuquerque Public Safety Director late Friday afternoon. So the case that they are using here in New Mexico to show the rising problem of drug driving and to have instituted serious new laws that institute specific numerical test numbers that guarantee someone's impaired, they're basing it off a case where a woman wasn't impaired and merely had a seizure. And one final note of news here. The Normal chapter in Nebraska, Normal, Nebraska, under the direction of John H. Smith, is engaged in initiative petitioning for not one, but two measures in the state of Nebraska for the legalization of marijuana. One is a medical marijuana legalization proposal. The other one is just a legalization proposal, period, in the state of Nebraska. So I want to encourage everyone in the state of Nebraska who wants to get involved with this to log on to normal.org/chapters and just scroll down or click the link for Nebraska. Get involved with John Smith. Really, it's his name, John Smith. it's not a pseudonym, I know. But get involved with John Smith there in Nebraska and supporting both of these measures. There's no reason why we can't pass legalization of medical marijuana or legalization of marijuana, period, in one of the Midwestern states. What a surprise that would be to all of the Western and Northeastern states if it were Nebraska that was the first step to pass marijuana legalization. Also, I wanted to make a couple notes here on the end of the week. As we are headed out, we are going to Seattle Hemp Fest next week. We'll bring you live coverage as best best we can with the wireless access that's out there. Check out handmadeapparel.biz for your NSL and Ganja John and Radical Russ and Wiz Khalifa, all that cool t-shirts, Cannabis Cure UK, that's all out there. Check out yellowwannacake.com for information on the new cookbook, Cooking with Cannabis. And our thanks go out to the guys at 10 Foot Ganja Plant, the band 10 Foot Ganja Plant, although I imagine they might have a 10-foot ganja plant somewhere, for sending us their CDs of music. You'll be hearing a lot of this on the Irie Island Hour, as well as on our Irie Wednesday Toker Tunes. And finally, to Rod Pittman and Doug Ross, the folks behind A Normal Life, the documentary. I finally got my copy of that. We're watching that upstairs. Good work. Thank you for this film.
What do you think about a normal break?
Time for a normal break with all the fans and friends and everybody hanging out. Thanks for joining us on the screen, and we'll be back right after this.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? Reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would send you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
What's up, guys? This is Miss High Times 2007, and you're chilling with us here at the Normal Podcast.
Legalize it. Don't criticize.
This is Peter Tosh for Normal, the national organization for the reform of marijuana laws. Did you know that more than 400,000 Americans were arrested last year for the possession of marijuana? People are being sentenced to up to 40 years for even standing beside a joint. Well, I think it is definitely time for you to help doing something towards this. To find out what you can do, just write Normal, N-O-R-M-L,
1600 K Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2006. That's 1600 K Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2006.
Help Normal to help protect your rights.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today, we take you into the weekend with Rockin' Friday. Our segment features the best of rock, metal, punk, and jam band music. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now, here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's daily Toker Tunes.
All right, folks, welcome back, and we are going live to Herb Thrasher, who's out there somewhere, somewhere in the world. It's like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Where in the world is Herb Thrasher? How you doing?
What's up, guys? How's it going, chat room? We are out here in Marcola, Oregon, which is a little bit north of Eugene, and we're at the Northwest World Reggae Festival, and there's a ton of bands here. People are starting to get here. Man, the vibes, the sun is out. There's no clouds. The vibe's great. And we're waiting on the music. It's probably going to start here in a couple hours. And some killer bands. Matt Hayes. Got rid of anyone with Hayes in their name.
Yeah,
and
no kidding.
Green is going to be playing. Is Clico there?
Yeah, he is.
What's up, buddy?
Right there, dude. The Green's going to be playing at 6:40 to 8.
Yeah.
And I've already been hooked. We're hooked up with. We're going to do an interview with them this weekend, and I knew you'd be excited to hear about that. I know you like those guys a lot.
Yeah, man, you're the man. I'm trying to get down there tonight. I'm trying to pull a miracle. I need to see them.
Come on down, dude. Try to figure something out, man, and we'll try to figure it out. But there's other bands, Anthony B, and tomorrow night there's Midnight. He's going to be headlining. And there's going to be all kinds of cool stuff. So did we ever get anyone who enter and want to come down? How'd that work out?
You know, I haven't seen anyone throw any emails our way, so let's announce it again.
Yeah, so we got a bunch of slackers, I see. So right on. Well, I got the production manager. We're gonna talk to the Green this weekend, but I'm standing here with the on-site production manager, and she wanted to give a shout-out to the normal audience and express, get you guys to turn the computers off and put the bongs down and come on out and have a good weekend.
So okay.
This is Lindsay with the Northwest World Reggae Festival.
Well, hello.
What's up, Matthew? Hello, how are you?
We're doing great, and thank you for putting on such a great festival year after year.
You know, we do it for the people, and it's done by the people, so we really need to thank the people for making this possible.
Oh, well, let's tell the people out there, because you're going on all weekend long, so let's tell them how to get out there and what they need to do to get tickets.
That's right. So the best way to find out information about the festival is to go to our website. It's real simple. It's www.nwwrf.com, nwwrf.com. We're located in Mercola, Oregon, which is 40 minutes from Eugene, Oregon, or about an hour from Albany, Oregon. Out here in the beautiful hills on Bob's Ranch, we have beautiful shady camping. We have pristine cascade water for drinking. We have bands Friday all the way until 2 o'clock in the morning, Saturday till 2 o'clock in the morning, and Sunday until 11 p.m. at night.
Hmm. That's excellent. Say, you know, I love that you guys are big supporters of Normal and all. I was wondering if I were to send my engineer and intern out there to get some recording tonight, could we get them in?
Absolutely.
All right. We will do that. We'll send Coleco and John out there. Coleco's so happy. He wants to see the Green so bad.
And Jay Boog.
Well, you know, the Green has a number one hit. That hit last week, it's the number one hit right now. So they are top of top right now. So you got to come out and see the Green. Jay Boog is performing tonight. Anthony B is performing tonight. Tomorrow we have Bamboo Station. We have Marcia Griffiths, an original backup singer for Bob Marley with the I-3. Mm-hmm. And we have Midnight headlining a two-hour set or longer. And on Sunday we have Alika from Argentina. And we also have Clinton Farron headlining. So we have many, many more artists, DJs, sustainable craft vendors. It's an event that you can't miss, so
all right.
Log off and pack up and come out.
Northwest World Reggae Festival, nwwrf.com. Get your information, get your tickets, head down there and have a good time. It's going through Sunday, right?
You got it. It's going through Sunday.
All right, and we'll send Wiz Coleco and Ganja John out there, get some more reports for us for the other shows. It'll be a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
You got it. Thank you so much for putting us on the air, and I hope to meet you soon.
Oh, we'll meet you soon, certainly. Thank you so much. And Herb Thrasher.
Okay,
let's bring Herb back up on the line there.
Yeah, I'm going to hand you back to Herb. Thank you. Many, many blessings. One love.
Oh, thank you.
All right, guys. So, there you heard her. You heard what she said.
That's
and
right.
Go ahead and roll a joint before you come, too.
Hey, Herb, we're sending Ganja John and Wiz Coleco out there later today. So would you give her their information as far as letting them know who they are? And they'll have their business cards on them as well, so they should have no problem.
Yeah, no, that's what we're gonna work out. I'm going to work on that now. So, you got it.
All right, so we've got a tune from
and,
the Green.
You guys, I'm supposed to now... time where I'm supposed to read a little something on the Green.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been smoking the Green, and I've lost my piece of paper. And so I don't have anything on the Green except they're Coleco's freaking buddies one of these days. And they're from Hawaii, and they have a number one hit, and they kick ass.
Well,
and, that's all I know about the Green right
Coleco
now.
Coleco can tell us about the Green then.
That's a pretty excellent description, I'd say. They're from Hawaii. They're the number one reggae band at a number one album on reggae on iTunes last year, and they're blowing up. People just need to get on board.
How do they contact them? What's the website?
The website is thegreen808.com, and you can follow them on Twitter at thegreen808 and on Facebook at thegreen808.
Thegreen808, and 808 being
the area code for
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yep, right.
Absolutely.
All right, so I think we got a tune here ready to go. Love Eye from The Green. Check them out, thegreen808. And, of course, check out Herb Age Designs for all of your coolest designs. You got some new stuff coming out, Herb?
We do have some new stuff, and we just got some new patches in that we're going to be unveiling here.
I'm going to show that on camera, dude.
I have a feeling that we're going to see... What's that?
I got to show your new patch on the camera here.
Yeah, do that, dude. But yeah, I have a feeling next week I'm going to see about more than half of you at the Seattle Hemp Fest. We're going to have all our new gear there, and I'm going to have one loaded up ready to introduce each one of you with. So yeah, we look forward to seeing you guys, and have a rocking weekend. And remember, no show next Friday because we're all at Seattle Hemp Fest, and you will be too. So
that's right.
Have a good one. Take care.
All right. See you there, Herb. This is The Green with Love Eye.
Yeah, all alone. Yeah, baby. Girl, you want, she doesn't want you to. And what do you do when she says she only wanna be friends with you? Girl, it's not fair. All her love can feel this way. I sure didn't care, cause if she only heard me say,
for your iPod? Check out the Daily Toker Tunes at the Stash blog by surfing to stash.normal.org and choosing Media and then Toker Tunes from the main menu.
Starfish Designs, makers of the original Gandalf.
I'm Radical Russ, and when I want to relax, I always have my 17-inch long original Gandalf from Starfish Designs nearby. The hand-blown borosilicate glass is strong and easy to clean, and the design is sleek and sophisticated. Starfish Designs are available from Bend, Oregon at a glass retailer near you. For locations, call 541-788-GLASS. That's 541-788-4527.
Normal Show Live reminds you to never consent to a search. If you're holding and you consent, in most states you will be arrested immediately and you will go to jail. If you don't consent to a search, police may try to intimidate you by threatening to bring in drug-sniffing dogs or try to fool you by saying things will go easier if you consent. Yeah, easier for them, sure. stand your ground, refuse the search, and ask the officer if you're free to go. If they still detain you and eventually find your contraband, you'll be no more busted than if you had allowed the search. But by refusing the search, your attorney has a chance to win your acquittal before a judge. If you consent to the search, your attorney's hands are tied. You can find a list of Normal Legal Committee attorneys specializing in marijuana cases by visiting the Find a Lawyer link at normal.org.
The most devastating effect of the war on marijuana is that it is a war on everyday people like you and me. All week, we speak to the doctors, scientists, celebrities, and politicians who make up the professionals fighting for cannabis liberty. But we never forget about the tens of millions who use cannabis, the millions who need medical access to cannabis, and the hundreds of thousands arrested every year for cannabis, and the tens of thousands imprisoned under our marijuana laws. At Normal, we are the Cannabis Consumers Lobby, and we take this opportunity to share the experience of our cannabis community.
All right, welcome back. Normally at this time, we would be speaking with Bean, Dave Bienenstock from High Times Magazine, doing our High Times issue preview. It is the second Friday of the month, but Bean is out on location somewhere deep within the wilds of Northern California in places where cell phone signals will not reach, if you get my meaning. So we are not going to be able to do that segment today. So I'm reaching back into the archives here for a look at the Seattle Hemp Fest. And it was, I think, last year or a couple years ago that I was interviewed by Amber Chase, who goes by Cannababe on the Twitter, and we talked about Seattle Hemp Fest backstage in what we call the VVIP section, the very, very important pothead section. So we're going to play that video for you, and when we come back, we'll have time for a little bit of a radical rant and discussion with all of our guests here as we wind up this weekend. So thanks for joining us. We'll be right back after this interview. Enjoy me and Amber Chase from Seattle Hemp Fest.
Okay, here we are. I'm Cannababe Amber Chase, the official pop princess, and I am here at Seattle Hemp Fest 2009. It has been amazing. Oh my. My pocket's going off.
Yeah, it's so amazing her pocket is ringing.
Yeah, my pocket's going off. Anyhow, I am here with Radical Russ.
Hi. Hi, Amber. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. So, I would listen to your little comedy bit a little bit ago, and you were blowing me away with some statistics and some really radical good advice that people don't think of all the time. And what was that main part about not submitting to...
Do not submit to a search. I was telling everybody how police can lie to you. Legally, they can lie to you. They can tell you lies. And one of the ones that they'll do is they'll tell you, oh, well, you know, I think you've got pot on you. If you show it to me, if you take it out, show me what you got, we'll go easy on you. Well, number one, if you take it out of your pocket, you've just given up your Fifth Amendment rights. You've just given up your right to not be searched. And number two, if you show them evidence of a crime, they will arrest you. That's what they will do. Yeah, will it go easy? Yeah, it'll go easier for them because they don't have as much paperwork. The court case isn't as tough. So number one, never submit to a search. That means not taking stuff out of your pockets, not doing as until you say, no, I'd rather not. Search. Number two, you know how they all the cop shows, TV movies, you know, one out of 12, I'm dating myself there. Sorry. Hey, old man. But they always say, well, you have the right to remain silent. There's a reason they tell you that, because you do. Yeah. So shut up. Yep. When in doubt, say nothing. Just say nothing. Be stupid. There's no. It's not a crime to be stupid, or half of America would be in jail already. But just say nothing, or if you're going to say something, say, hey, I don't want to answer any questions right now without my attorney. I'd really like to speak to an attorney. The minute you say that, that changes the law right there as far as what they can do and how they can deal with you. And if they continue to ask questions, that becomes ammunition for your lawyer to be able to get you off the charges and keep you from having a criminal record.
Very important advice.
Yeah,
very important advice.
So this is your first Hemp Fest?
Yeah, it's my first Hemp Fest. Yesterday, we just kind of got out in the crowd, and we saw everybody chilling out, enjoying themselves. And I've been to some outdoor festivals and seen you know, like, there's always security and stuff like that, and there's usually a reason why there's security, because some people get out of hand, and I did not see anybody get out of hand yesterday, even when we were packed shoulder to shoulder out in the crowd.
Were you in that traffic jam?
I was in the traffic jam. I tried to help people, encourage people, you know, move this way and that way. I got through it, and some people didn't. They got through it, but they slowly.
Yeah, we were there. We survived.
They survived.
30 minutes or so that we were standing, literally cannot move because there's so many people jammed in this one little pinch park.
Yeah, but that's been fixed. It's not like that today. There's wide open space and directional traffic going on. And
but the reaction of the people is the amazing thing, is that, you know, there was no people getting out of hand, pushing and shoving, you know, a lot of tempers. There's some joking. Some people, because there was one girl that was doing the bullhorn saying, "Thank you for helping. Thank you for your, thank you." And this one guy said, "You're welcome. Can we go now?" You know, there was that, you know, it wasn't bad.
But I was commenting on this earlier. There's a lot of, you know, people here, and some trash gets, you know, falling out and whatnot, but I'm seeing other people pick it up and put it in the trash receptacle.
They got the guys here that work at HempFest, these volunteers that go to the trash bins and sort it out from the trash into the proper recyclables. You know, like you'll see how sometimes people will pick out cans or whatever to recycle them. But no, these guys are picking out the paper, you know, the used paper plates, putting those in the compost, pulling out the food, putting it where it belongs, pulling out the plastic.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
That's what goes on.
Dedication. And is it true that all these people at the stages, they're volunteering their time? The
all
bands,
volunteer.
The comedians, the speakers.
Yeah, as far as I know, no one's paid. I've been coming here for 4 or 5 years now speaking. You just do it because when you're telling the truth, you can't help but tell people. You know, you want to tell people.
Pardon me. Yeah.
Especially after all of the nonsense that we see on TV all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation. And stuff that really irritates me, like, especially around when 9/11 happened, and, oh, if you buy marijuana, you're supporting terrorists.
Yeah.
No, if you buy marijuana, you are probably helping grandma down the street.
I always like that. Yeah, if you buy marijuana, you're supporting terrorists. Well, wait a minute. What if I'm growing it in my backyard? I'm supporting nobody but me. This silly argument, you know, the drug czar is using it again now. This idea that now with the Mexican drug cartels and all the violence that's going on there, that if you smoke marijuana, you're supporting the Mexican violence. It's like, so let us grow it here.
Only if I smoke brick weed.
Only if I smoke terrible seed, standing brick weed. You're not dealing with any of that.
Well, now, that's not true. See, I go back to visit my family back in Idaho, and there's the cousin-in-law who's like, "Hey, man, you guess we smoke?" Because I don't drive with it anymore. I don't go with it anymore because kind of high profile, you know. Well, I make it easy on them. But anyway, we get back to Idaho, and then the cousin's like, "I got some round town brown." Round Town Brown, that sounds like a basketball player from the 50s. What the heck? Round Town Brown. You know, what the hell is that, right? Yeah. No, I can't smoke that. I don't want to support a cartel. So yeah, don't, you know, you can do without weed. You get to the point where you smoke so much of this good Pacific Northwest weed where it's like, you can do without the brown. You can't. Without the brown. Don't, just say no to the brown.
Just say no to the brown. Hopefully. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're not agreed. Sure. Woo! Definitely. So you have a podcast,
just an internet radio show, basically. It's recorded. It's about an hour long, 55 minutes long. You find it at stash.normal.org.
Write that down.
No www's. Forget the W's. W is gone now. We're all glad W is gone. Stash.normal.org. And what it is a daily podcast. It's kind of like, I had one person explain that it was NPR for stoners. I'm like, well, okay, because I do the news, right? I tell you what the news stories are, but I also give you my opinion on it at the end of them. Like, if there's a news story that comes out that says, marijuana causes cancer, I'll come up there and say, well, no, actually, the evidence says that Dr. Tashkin has shown no conclusive link between lung cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or any type have head and neck cancers. In fact, regular marijuana smokers who smoke between 10 and 20 years regularly have a reduced risk of head and neck cancers compared to people who have never smoked at all. Never hear those on the headlines, do you? That's the kind of news you get at Stash. And then we do interviews. We get people like you on. We get musicians, artists, a lot of politicians. I've interviewed Barney Frank and Representative Cohen out of Philadelphia. He's the one pushing the medical marijuana bill in Philly. And all sorts of people. So there's that kind of stuff. And we got a daily toker too. We play some pop music, you know, from, you know, unheard of people, kind of podcast, you know, underground, self-made sort of artists, you know, good stuff. But the good thing is we have this live talk show coming on too, Normal Show Live. This will be on Labor Day weekend is the debut. Saturday nights, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Where you can go to live.normal.org. Again, no W's, just live.normal.org. And it's going to be a 2-hour talk radio show. You can call in. You can ask questions. We'll have live guests. We'll have interviews, music. But finally, you know, a show for us. A show where we get to talk. Not like you see those talking head shows where MSNBC, they'll have, now we're going to discuss medical marijuana with this one doctor who thinks it's good and 6 people who hate it.
Some pit bulls, too.
Yeah, some pit bulls.
Some pit bulls. Parking in the background, intimidating one person, and then everybody overtalks it.
And then when the one guy who does support it is on, they'll put his head in the corner and then they'll run the B-roll of the scraggly-faced guy smoking a joint. They'll have some sort of nasty B-roll in the background, so let him have a serious point of view.
Yes.
That's
real.
Over. That's what our show's about. Yeah. That's why we're having a real show live in live.normal.org. Check it out on the web. It's internet radio. It's free. 2 hours. You can call in.
Awesome.
We'll have you on. We'll have the cannabis on.
Yeah. I'll bring all the cannabis.
All the cannabis. Dear Diary, when I grow up, I want to talk and write about marijuana and sit next to cannabis. Signed, Russ. You know, I asked my high school guy.
I'm so happy to hear that. It'll make your dreams come true.
I know. I asked my high school guidance counselor if there was a job like that. He said, no, you better be a teacher. Sorry, I found the job.
But you're still spreading information. You're still educating people.
There's a lot of school teachers that smoke pot.
I think it's like a Socrates thing, you know?
I think that's one of the few jobs where they don't get best tested yet.
That's right. Our drug tests are multiple choice. As long as you can fill out 75% or better, you're good. A lid is 2 joints, 3 joints, 4 joints, all of the above. Okay, you're in. For you younger viewers, a lid is a measurement device, measurement standard that we used to use back then.
Awesome. I'm really glad that you took some time to talk with us and bullshit and smoke out. That was awesome.
My pleasure.
And so, Portland. Yeah.
Portland. Well, we're going to email each other. We'll get it all hooked up. You know.
Yeah. We'll have little announcements on Catababes about his podcast and radio shows and shit like that. And you guys are going to eat it up and it'll be awesome.
That's not family friendly.
No.
Peace out, everybody.
If I were to tell you that in America, right now, over 1 million children sell marijuana, what would you think? Would you think that any public policy that creates over 1 million teenage marijuana dealers needs to be re-examined and possibly amended? You would not be alone. The members of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, aka NORML, have been working since 1970 to reform marijuana laws such that responsible adults, not children, sell and use marijuana. Isn't it high time to reform America's misguided marijuana laws? This is Alan St. Pierre, Executive Director of NORML in Washington, D.C. Only concerned citizens can effectively end the federal government's nearly 70-year-old prohibition on responsible adult marijuana sales and use. Want to know more about how you can help? Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORMAL, or by visiting the organization's popular and informative webpage at NORML, NORML.org.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Will. I don't work at a used record store. I don't own an iguana, although I'm sure they make great pets. I don't have dreadlocks or play the acoustic guitar. I can remember quite well, thank you, and no, I don't constantly have the munchies. When 4:20 comes around, I've still got 40 minutes of work left. I've never hit a girl on a bike with my car or shot my friend with a shotgun. I've never had to apologize for letting a girl I was watching drown in a pool while I was getting high because, duh, I wouldn't be getting high if I was around children. I'm a regular guy who works regular jobs, just like the majority of all Americans who use marijuana occasionally and responsibly. My name is Will, and I'm normal.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You want answers?
You have offended my family?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical Rant.
Well, if you've been listening to this show for any length of time, you've probably heard this little bit of comedy or music that we play from time to time on the show that asks about a dime for every dime bag. You know, if we had a dime for every dime bag that's sold in America, marijuana would be legal by now. And it's something I want to talk about a little bit here as we get ready to go to the Seattle Hemp Fest. And not the least of which because I just paid for business cards and flyers and stuff, but just because I get to thinking sometimes when we're doing this that people don't realize how much is being given by the people who put these things together and that are trying to legalize marijuana. I mean, we look at guys like Kelly Maddie out there in Joplin, Missouri with Missouri Normal, who's done numerous initiatives for lowest priority and has kept the ball moving in Missouri, only to have his a tornado wipe out his house, you know, and him and his brother's house. I'll be heading out there to Joplin later next month to help fundraise for them. I think of the people who, you know, like Mark Emery, who's been put in prison here in America, Eddie Lepp, Chris Barkowitz, and so forth, these people whose lives are ruined just because they're trying to move this ball forward, and all the people that are working in Normal chapters. You know, I think sometimes people get this impression, and I'm glad they do, that they get this impression that Normal is this huge organization with millions and millions of dollars to throw around. You know, we hear the drug czar often talk about the well-financed drug lobby, you know, the deep pockets of the drug legalizers, and I'm here to tell you that's just not true. There's just not a whole lot of deep pockets going on here, and marijuana legalization movement has been hit by this recession as much as anyone else has been. So it gets frustrating as we see how close we are to the goal of legalization. In the public's mind, we see the Angus Reid poll pulling up 55% support for legalization. And then, knowing how close we are, but yet seeing the finances getting cut back and seeing the losses people are taking. So I hope that everyone out there understands that it's up to you. It's up to you and me. It's up to us as cannabis consumers to continue to fund these organizations and these projects that keep moving the ball forward and keep these initiatives going. And none so much as, you know, nobody gives any more than the people that are working right here on this show. I mean, Carrie is putting together news stories all the time, you know, working day after day to write these things up. John and Calico are driving in every day to work here. This is all volunteer work. The people that put these shows up on the Normal Network, I don't know that any of them are getting paid for what they do. They donate their time. They donate their talent. The people that are writing for magazines like West Coast Leaf, West Coast Cannabis, you know, very few people are actually getting paid for the writing that you're reading at these trade shows and hemp festivals that you go to, where you're getting all the news about cannabis and what's happening lately. A lot of that is volunteer effort. The websites that you're going to, like Drug War Facts out there, or you know, a lot of the different blogs that are out there, are being run by people who are just donating their time and talent because they feel so strongly about this movement. You know, when you look at it, when you look at the totality of it, it's really amazing how much has been accomplished despite the lack of financial support that's available out there. And so when I run that ad, you know, if we had a dime for every dime bag, marijuana would be legal by now. It's a tough thing because part of the problem is the people making money on marijuana being illegal don't really want to spend a lot of that money on lowering their profit margins or lowering their business opportunities. I see it as short-sighted. I see it, you know, that a legal market provides far more opportunities for everyone to get involved. And legalization, so long as we keep the right to home grow, could lead to a burgeoning cottage industry for many people who have been laid off, whose factories and whose jobs have moved out of the country. It's nothing but opportunity for us. But some people are short-sighted, and they don't see legalization as being in their best interest. And this isn't directed necessarily at the people who are longtime listeners of this show. We've gotten so many donations and so much help and support from the people out there that are listening to us day after day that this show, frankly, wouldn't even be possible without that support and donation. The soundboards, the microphones were coming to you over here. A lot of the money that we use to pay for the internet connection comes from the regular donations of the people that are listening to this show. We've always pledged to do this show for free because the truth deserves to be free and everyone deserves access to it. But if you can help contribute, my goodness, that helps us a whole lot. We've got, you know, buttons for donations up at the blog at stash.normal.org if you want to help contribute. We got people that like just kick in $4.20 a month. Thank you. That's fantastic. That $4.20 a month, you know, PayPal takes their cut. We ends up like $3.78, but still, that right there is the money it takes us to do postage to send out a contest giveaway to someone. Or that there helps pay for the paper that I have to use to reload the printer for the faxes that come into me for people starting normal chapters, or the ink that we have to pay for, you know? This is all done through the good work and effort of a lot of volunteers out there and a lot of people that are working really hard that need your support. And we're doing everything we can to, you know, make it a value for you too. I mean, you can check out the websites out there, ganjajohn.com. I'm sure there's going to be an Irie Island Hour. There's cannabisfantastic.com. People that are running, that are part of this show, running their websites, trying to sell you a shirt or a hat or, you know, a signed poster, whatever it might be, know that when you're doing that, a lot of that money and a lot of that effort is coming back here and coming back here to bring the news to you and the interviews with all of the movers and shakers, and especially these special events. You know, we go to these special events like the Seattle Hemp Fest or the Normal Conference or all the places we go. And it's not like we're living in the lap of luxury. Let's just say we'll have 12, 13 people in a room, people crashed on couches, you know, in the corners of rooms. The Montana gig I just did, I slept in the back of a car at the end of the gig, right? So the people are working hard and they're making sacrifices to make this all happen for you. So it does get disappointing when you look at the finances and you look at the money available, and you know, people that send in suggestions like, we ought to have a march on the White House lawn, or we ought to send these books, you know, a copy of Marijuana is Safer to every congressman or whatever. You know, I've heard a lot of these suggestions. We ought to have a TV channel or a network or an ad, or it's like, great. Those are great. God, I wish we had the money to do that. Wouldn't that be great if we had the money? A lot of ideas coming in, not necessarily a lot of money. So let's change that. Let's start supporting ourselves with our own self-taxation. Think about it. For those of you out there that are buying a bag from now and then, and whatever it costs you out there, you know, it's different all over the country. I know when I was buying a bag, it was like $40, whatever. Tax yourself. Throw another $5 into Normal. Throw another $5 into ASA, or, you know, Students for Sensible Drug Policy, or SAFER, or your local group, your local Normal chapter, whatever it may be. Tax yourself, right? And what better tax could you ask for than the one that you know gets you what you want, right? I know when I go and pay taxes on things here, that the taxes are going to bombs and bullets and warplanes and pork barrel spending and all sorts of things I wish I could direct it away from. Here you got a tax, you can tax yourself and know that it's going to help support keeping you out of a prison cell and reclaiming our individual freedom, our individual right, our inalienable right in this country to plant seeds and harvest the crops that come from them. You know, the Constitution didn't put a right to plant seeds and harvest the crops in there because it was written by a bunch of farmers living in an agrarian society. The notion to them that someone would abrogate that right, that try to take that away from the people, is ludicrous. They would never even come to their conception that that would be something that would happen. So we need to change that. We need to reclaim our rights. And the fact is, it has to be done with money. It has to be done. Some money has to be pledged into this. So let's make it happen. Let's make this a banner year for fundraising here at Normal and all the other organizations, and show them that even though times are down, we have the answer. We have the answer to jobs. We have the answer to economic security, environmental sustainability, you know, medical care for the people that they can afford, that they can take care of themselves by growing a plant. We got so many answers here. Let's put our money where our mouth is. Let's actually put some dollars toward what we believe and send what you can to normal.org, to this show through the stash.normal.org site, to the people that work with us, yellowwannacake.com, handmadeapparel.biz, ganjajohn.com, all the websites, johndoradio.com, you know, Cannabis Cure UK. Look them up. You can go to our website and find links to all of them. Pick one you like and support it and know that, you know, even if you can't be the one out there marching, if you're the person who's got the job and can't stand up and be known as the cannabis consumer, at least feel good in your heart that, like, you know, I'm doing something. I'm contributing $5 a bag to marijuana legalization. That's it. $5 a bag. Let's make that. $4.20 a bag. If you got change, man, whatever you want to do. But let's make a difference here, and let's show that we've got the answer, and we believe in it so much, we're willing to fund the groups and self-fund our way out of this. We're not backed by a billionaire here at Normal. We don't got some sugar daddy, you know, lavishing, you know, commas on us in our bank account. We need the help of every one of you, all the tokers out there. 26 million of us in this country. 26 million of us. 420 from each one of you? Oh, my God, the things we could do. Make it happen. Thanks for joining us here for this week. Next week is Shark Week. We've got all the legalization initiatives out west. Monday, Oregon. Tuesday, California. Wednesday, Colorado. Thursday, Washington State. And then Friday, we're in Washington State. We're at the Seattle Hemp Fest 20th anniversary, baby. We'll talk to you there. For Wiz Khalifa, Ganja John, and Cannabis Carry, everyone else involved with the Normal Network, thanks for joining us. And until next week, take care of each other, tokers. We love the earth.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Take it on one more time. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.